Hey guys, welcome back to the Tipsy Ghost. We are your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
Daisy me rolling.
Your laugh.
I loved it.
Thank you. I've been saving that one.
It was worth the wait.
Thank you. It got me really excited about, I know this kind of, we're recording this pre-Super Bowl. Mm. So even though the Chiefs broke our heart, I'm excited about the Super Bowl because of the halftime show. Don't even give me, Lizzie.
I don't know who's in the halftime show.
Oh my gosh, it's epic. Snoop Dogg, Eminem, okay. Dr. Dre. Who am I missing?
I did see Eminem.
Mary J. Oh, yes. My first concert I ever went to was Mary J. Blige.
It's going to be so good. In fact, to celebrate, I listened to him the whole way over.
So it's a millennial concert.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
It's curated specifically for us.
It is.
Have you seen all the TikToks that are like, all these Gen Zers are going to see who their parents really are?
No, I have not seen those TikToks.
Oh, they're pretty funny and accurate. Just like how all these kids from Gen Z are going to see who their millennial parents really are when Dr. Dre comes out and Snoop Dogg.
If you
and Eminem. And all of them, really. Maybe not Lindsay.
The only person I listened to was Eminem.
Snoop Dogg?
No, of course not.
Dr. Dre. Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know of Dr. Dre because of Eminem, but.
Wait, what?
I cannot tell you.
The other way around.
I know. Oh, boy. But I know, like, who he is because he was Eminem's mentor and all that. But I probably cannot tell you a single song by Dr. Dre. Oh. Or by Snoop Dogg or by Mary J. Blige.
What a sheltered life you have led.
Yes, I know.
Here's your new task.
I only know of Eminem because my brother listened to rap music in the car where, you know, we were not allowed to listen to it at home. And so I know of Eminem because of, I got forced.
You hated every second of it.
I hated, not Eminem, but like I hated a lot of the rap music he would like blare.
Did you ever watch Eight Mile?
Did I ever what?
The movie? Eminem's movie?
Did you say 8 Mile? Yes.
8 Mile. Okay, I thought you said emo.
I heard that too.
And I was like, did I listen to emo? What? Yes.
Emo? How does that sound like
emo? That's why I said what? Yes, I saw 8 Mile.
No, I have not.
I'm kind of surprised about that because you liked that kind of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I don't know.
You are watching movies now.
I am watching movies. I've seen, what did I say? Like 43 movies so far. We're recording this, like she said, it's before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So midway through February, 43 movies in 2022.
That is amazing.
I was going to say a movie a day, but I feel like that's
more than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. I don't even watch that many movies. Good for you.
I watched another shark movie.
What was it?
Have you watched any movies we've recommended?
Probably.
Okay. You watched Encanto.
I did watch Encanto. No, it was The Shallows.
Okay. I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh.
I know it's Blake Lively, right?
Yes.
I know of it. I just haven't seen it.
I don't even know of it. I did watch something, though, that made me think of you the other day that I was like, I should recommend this to her. She is going to be mad at me because it has to do with diving. Again.
The bins.
And kind of, not really, but it's Deep House. Did you watch that one yet?
No.
Uh-uh.
Where there's this lake and this couple goes to dive and explore
yes.
A lake. The lake, I kept saying explore, had flooded like a whole neighborhood many years ago. And so they were like diving down to look at all these houses that were just flooded.
Creepy.
Yeah. And there was one in particular that they were told that it was completely intact. And it is a haunted house underwater. They are full blown
in
their
terrible.
Diving gear.
That sounds amazing.
It actually was pretty good. Like I had heard mixed reviews about it and they were like, it's not that scary. And well, I mean, I feel like I've seen so many scary movies now that it's like, it's hard to scare me. Okay.
Right. I feel the same way.
Yeah. But I even halfway through it thought they did a pretty good job making this very creepy. Mm-hmm. They did a good job with it. So I kind of liked it. You might want to check that one.
I will.
I think it was a Hulu one.
I will do that.
Yay.
Have you been watching any good scary, like, I feel like the most times we bring up movies is when it's like a scary movie and we're like, have you seen that one?
Yeah, I've discovered that my favorite genre, I didn't know I had a favorite anything.
I'm so proud of her.
But I do now.
2022 like points then.
Thriller movies. Action, thrillers. Thriller, horror. Okay. I like dystopian movies.
Okay.
Because those are my favorite kinds of books to read. So I don't know. I'm growing. I just want everybody to know I'm growing.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You even gave me a few suggestions tonight, and I was glad to hear them.
What have you been doing in 2022? Boyson's been watching movies.
To turn over a new leaf.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking me?
No, like, what? Oh. I don't know. Like, I didn't know if you had a goal for 2022. You know me?
Oh, I do kind of have a goal. I used to be big into running. I let that kind of fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
I decided by the end of the summer, I'd like to be able to run 5 miles again. And while that may not sound like a huge goal to some people, to me, that would be a pretty good goal to get back on track.
That is a huge goal to me.
Thank you. I'm doing okay. I'm taking it very slowly because last fall I tried to start running again and injured my knee.
Right.
So let's hope that doesn't happen again. It set me back big time. So I'm going very slow and steady, but I have been doing it at least 4 days a week for now, five weeks or so.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Why don't your exercises come up on my news feed?
You must have muted me. Yeah, I was telling her, so I'd be at work and I'd be just like charting, right? I'm sitting there, whatever, on the computer. And then it's like my watch goes off and it says, Sarah just completed a workout. And I'm like, what button did I hit that made it think that I was working out? And then I realized it was notifying me of her workouts, of Boydston's workouts. This whole, like for weeks, this went on. And I was like, what in the hell is happening?
Welcome to my life.
It was so weird. And then I realized that we were friends, or I followed her on our watches, like through the workout section. I didn't even know you could do that. I didn't either, apparently.
I don't need people to know when I'm working out.
No offense, but I muted it because I was like,
oh, that's insulting.
Well, you don't even have mine.
She's gonna take offense.
Because like every time I finish confused. A workout now, I think of you like, oh, Sarah knows that I just worked out.
Well, I'll take it back. I did not mute you. I cheer for you every time that happens.
Sounds like it.
It does get confusing, though. Then I was like, why?
I'll change my name.
Please. If you could just do that.
I've only been asking that for like years now.
Anyhow.
What have you been doing?
Well, I went on a vacation.
Ooh.
I took a vacation like 3 weeks into 2022. I said I'm done with this year.
This year is already thumbs down.
It's already thumbs down. We had a cruise that this was the second time it got canceled because of Rona. So it was just at the point where I was like, we are going somewhere. So we went to Costa Rica. We left the country for the first time in 6 years. It's the first time we've left the country. So it was really cool. Just me and my husband. We said no kids. And so I think self-care might be a good way to sum up 2020 for me.
Good for you.
I feel like I was doing really well in 2019. And then 2020 hit. And I did really bad. And so that's kind of my takeaway, that I am trying to focus on things that I cannot control. No, wait. Flip that. Not focus on things that I cannot control.
Yeah.
Focus on what I can.
Perfect. You should add meditation.
Can Beckett please come teach me how to meditate? I'm going to be at work and people are going to come up to me to ask me things. I'm like, no, right, not right now.
Just a quick
sentence. Can you tell I'm meditating?
My son has been meditating in school for 1 to 2 hours per day. And I recently got a call from the teacher like, I support this mental health, but
2 hours is a bit excessive to meditate.
So anyhow, Lindsay needs to add meditating to the
so people can come up to me at work and I'm gonna be like, I'm focusing on my mental health for the next 2 hours. Can you please come back then?
Yeah, report back to me. Let me know how it goes.
I would lose my job.
Anyhow, well,
you're going to entertain us tonight.
I am. I'm going to entertain you.
I love it when you entertain me.
Oh.
Please don't ever talk to her like that again.
Lindsay makes me feel so good about myself sometimes.
I feel like she knows what I need. Coming on to you.
She knows what I need.
I'm complimenting her because I know that she needs affirmation.
I do. I need positive attention and affirmations.
See, just then you loved it. Boydston was creeped out.
I can see how it came across a little creepy.
Your tone would have been different.
What is wrong with my tone?
I mean, it was slightly bedroom voice, but I didn't hate it. I kind of liked it.
I didn't hate it.
Did not hate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to entertain you guys with a shorter commuter story tonight. I'm going to tell you guys about the legend of the Bell Witch. Thank you. Okay. I picked this one because, guess.
Witch.
The Bell Witch.
About a witch.
Okay. I was going to say the Blair Witch Project.
It turns out that movie is based on the Bell Witch story. So mm-hmm.
I've heard.
There you go. All right. Well, the legend of the Bell Witch is based on the John Bell family of Red River, Tennessee. In 1804, John Bell moved his family from North Carolina to Red River, Tennessee. It's now known as Adams, Tennessee. I didn't know where this was. That didn't clear it up for me, but it's on the outskirts of Nashville.
Okay.
There were about 10 families who made the trek from North Carolina to
Adams, Tennessee,
outside of Nashville.
You got it. Nailed it.
We're listening. Comprehensive this is like listening.
Covered wagon style.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I feel like that adds to the story somehow, even though it's just a blip.
That were cholera they... was going to get them.
Yeah. Dysentery. Yes.
Oh, I would have easily died on that trail, even though it was probably like a 2-day trek.
Trampled by oxen. Yeah,
like 1 hour into it, Sarah's like, I'm dying. I fell off the wagon.
They're like, leave her. She's dead weight. I'd try. Okay.
I'd come back for you.
Thank you. You'd be one of the 10 families. I appreciate it. The Bell family included John, wife Lucy, and 3 children, and they would eventually have 3 more children in Tennessee. One of the other families in the group was the Bats family.
That's exciting.
I know. Also,
Bats and Bats. Bells.
Bats, Bells.
Bats, Bells, and witches. Yes.
Bats, Bells, Battlestar Galactica.
Got it. The Office.
Thank you. The Bats, though, eventually they would come to hate the Bell family.
Dun, dun, dun.
So here's the tea. I had to explain
Spill
it.
Spill the tea.
On the feud between the Bells and the Bats. Frederick Bat, he was the head of the household.
Fred Bat.
I knew you were going to laugh at that.
Freddy Bat. Well, Fred was badly injured while working on his farm, and he would sadly spend the rest of his life physically impaired and unable to work. Mm-hmm. He eventually had to sell parts of his property in order to make ends meet. Some of the land was purchased by John Bell. Apparently, John purchased the land, though, for much less than it was worth. And this really pissed off Kate Bat. Kate was Frederick's wife.
Kate Bat. Bless it.
Kate Bat. Kate. Kate, she became head of the family since her husband's accident and he was unable to work. Mm-hmm. She kind of took over. She was known to be boisterous, harsh, loud, and spiteful. She was widely disliked by others in the community because of some questionable behavior in the church. People started to think that she was practicing witchcraft.
Kate
was a big thumbs down amongst the rest of the families. Some people even felt that her husband's accident was a punishment from God for her practicing evil.
Wow.
And what I had heard is that people were just really scared and intimidated by her, so nobody said anything to her, which was interesting because, you know, you just go a little further north up in Massachusetts not much later and everybody was being accused of witchcraft.
I was gonna say there was some stuff going on up there.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
witches.
Yeah. Apparently Kate had enough of a reputation where people just avoided her.
Well, I was thinking like kind of that southern style, like talk about people and it's all bless your heart to your face, you know?
Oh.
That's what I thought.
You're probably right. Kate swore to John that she would make him and his family pay for what he had done. But she bought the land for way too cheap.
Right.
She felt like he was extorting the...
The feud.
Yes. In addition to that, John purchased a young slave girl from Frederick's brother, Benjamin. Mm. He felt that the girl was too young at the time, so he left her with her mother for a while longer. But when he came back to retrieve her, Benjamin went back on the agreement because he felt that she was worth more than John paid. So John then sold the girl back to Benjamin for more than the purchase price, extorting more money from the Bats family. So there was a lot of bad blood between the families.
Now they got bad blood.
Bat blood.
They're bad.
Perfect. Perfect. After all this, John thought it was over and everyone would move on.
Right. He's like, I'm tired of this feud. I'm tired of this family feud.
Yeah, he was over it. That's probably where that game came from,
I think. It is. Yes, it is.
Welcome to Family Feud.
Pitting families against families to win prizes.
Since the Oregon Trail.
The Tennessee Trail.
The Tennessee Trail. Unfortunately, though, for John, Benjamin Betts filed a lawsuit against John for extortion, but nobody informed John.
What?
So he just didn't show up? He just didn't show up.
Well, of course.
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't show up to the hearing, so without John there to defend himself, the court sided with Benjamin, naturally.
The Pony Express didn't get it to him in time.
You know where I'm going with that.
Don't even do it. Don't do
it. If sound had been there.
That is why I got left on the Tennessee Trail. Because sound was my damn horse. We rode off into a fucking river somewhere. Blind and deaf. And I'm like, guys, wait up. Sorry. I've created a whole story in my head.
Sarah was the Pony Express.
Just you.
Just her. There's no one else.
That explains a lot. Yeah, no, actually, I was terrible. That's why John didn't get his notification. He was due in court. It's my fault.
Her and sound.
Damn it.
I was trying to boost you up.
Oh, well, thank you. But I know.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I know my shortcomings.
Pretty quickly, the people of Red River, including members of the church, heard about what happened at the court hearing and heard what John had done.
Not shown up because he didn't get his notification.
Yeah, but they were also, they heard about like how he was.
Extortion.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So John tried to protest the ruling, but he was excommunicated from the church.
No, no, no.
So some people would say that this would open the door for evil to invade his home. And on that note.
On the evil note.
We're going to pause for a shot.
A shot break.
A shot, break.
Shot for the evil in the home.
Because things are about to get crazy.
Gosh. Hey, look, we are drinking Old Smoky Moonshine in honor of Tennessee.
Shooting moonshine in honor of the Bell Witch.
Tennessee Trail. In 1817, shortly after his excommunication, John was hunting when he came across an animal he had never seen before. This was on his property, okay?
Was it a chupacabra?
You know, TBD. I'll explain it to you. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
According to John, the animal had the body of a large dog, the head of a rabbit, and it was covered in black fur.
That's not a thing. Exactly. And it's not the chups. That's not the chups. The chups don't look like no bunny.
Bunny head.
Bunny head, no.
Dog body and completely sounds like black fur.
A massive rabbit.
Can you imagine?
I've seen some fat rabbits, okay?
Like a deer-sized rabbit.
Sounds terrifying. What was the tail like? Was it a cute little bunny tail?
I didn't hear about the tail. he tried to shoot it, but when he looked to see if it was injured after he shot, the animal was nowhere to be found. It disappeared.
Mm.
Shortly after this happened, strange things began happening at the farm.
Okay.
During the evenings, the bells began hearing what sounded like stones being thrown against the outside of the house. They never found any trespassers who might be responsible for that. They actually thought maybe it was the Batts family, but they would like stay up and wait and never saw them. Mm-hmm. Things started happening inside of the house. Loud thuds, scrapings on the floors and walls, and the sounds of rats gnawing at the legs of the bed could be heard throughout the home all night long. But they could never find the source of the noises. Eventually, it began affecting their sleep. It was just bothering them all night long. The children were very frightened and said that rats, like I said, were gnawing at their bedposts and keeping them awake, and that their bed covers and pillows were being pulled off by an unseen force.
It ain't rats.
It's evil.
It's the giant. It's the bunny dog.
It's the bunny.
It's a new cryptid.
The bunny.
Ooh, I'll have to come up with a name.
Bunny.
Okay. What's that?
That is from VeggieTales.
Okay. Oh. Well, I don't think they're talking about this bunny.
No, they're not. And it's a chocolate bunny that they worship.
Oh.
Oh. What? I could get behind that.
That they worship?
A chocolate bunny?
It's the way tangent, but it's the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and when they worship a false god.
Sorry, what
did
you just say?
It's a Bible story that they adapted, and instead of worshiping a false god, they worship a chocolate bunny.
Was that all one word?
Shadrach, Meshach,
it was the three Bible characters.
I know the Bible very well.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Got it. Okay. When you say it like that, it makes sense.
Oh, it still didn't for me, but I finally clicked, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a song about loving the bunny.
That sounds very bizarre.
I'll play it for you guys later.
I can't wait. All right. So they tried ignoring it, but things eventually progressed to physical attacks. One night, their daughter, Elizabeth, or Betsy, Belle, was awakened by the sounds. When she tried to get up, though, she found that her hair had been tied in knots around the bedpost.
Oh, Betsy.
I know. Poor Betsy.
That's terrible. She really got
the brunt of this, her and John. She was then slapped by an unseen force. The family rushed in to find her with red, hand-shaped welts all over her face.
Aww.
Shortly after, their youngest sons would also end up with the same hand-shaped welts on their legs and faces. Can you imagine?
That goes as bitch slapping them.
Some mean-ass ghost.
Some mean ghost. Damn.
John didn't want any of this to be publicized at all, so he made them swear that they would all keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They felt it was best for them to pray and ask to be released from whatever evil was plaguing them. Unfortunately, though, things got much worse. Over the next few weeks, visual apparitions began to appear. They started seeing strange animals, claiming that some of them could even talk. Betsy claimed that she saw a girl in a green dress hanging by her hands from a tree limb in the forest. Eventually, things became too much to handle for themselves, and they decided to reach out for help, but they were still trying to be pretty private about it, so they just asked the neighbor for help. That was James Johnston. James and his wife came over to the house, and they prayed with the Bells to try to get rid of the evil presence. John demanded to know the name of the entity, and a disembodied voice could be heard saying the word, Kate.
Oh, that was good. Thank you.
That was a really good demon voice. I'm proud of you.
Did you hear what I said? It was Kate.
Kate.
Kate. I heard Kate. It. Wait, we got it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kate. Sorry.
Kate Bat?
It was Kate Bat.
Kate Bat.
Remember her?
I do. People didn't like her.
Yep. And maybe she might have been a witch. So we hear. James felt that he just couldn't get the job done. And he recommended that John reach out to more people in the community. He was like, listen, yeah, this is beyond too my much. Scope.
Listen.
This Kate sounds
can't handle evil. Kate.
People started spreading the word about the haunting at Belle Farm, and many people came to try and catch a glimpse of the poltergeist activity, which, I mean, same.
We would do the same thing.
I would probably just
listen, if our neighbors were like, hey, I have a ghost, I need to get out of my house, I would be like, let me just come hang out. Right? Oh, you want it gone? Let me just check.
The news reached the Army General and future U.S. President, Andrew Jackson.
Wait, it got to the president?
Sure did. In fact, Jackson decided to take a small group of troops to the Bell home.
Look at you, Jackson.
And camp out for a few days, just out in front.
Who knew we had a president who was a ghost hunter?
It was.
Jackson's my favorite president. Changed my mind.
He should be on the 100.
He's kind of an ass, so.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of the presidents back then were not good people.
Yeah. Yeah. True that. Yes. I get what you're saying there.
Thank you.
One of the men. So anyways, they were going to camp out in front for a few days and just check it out themselves.
Sure.
Because why not? One of the men that he was with, they claimed to be a witch hunter. And he said he was going to bring silver bullets to kill the witch.
Isn't that a werewolf?
Apparently his silver bullets were for witches.
Oh, okay. Now I know how to kill a witch. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you drowned them.
I think you can. Yeah.
Isn't that what they did in the witch trials?
Or you burn them at the stake.
Yeah. Or burn them at the stake. That is definitely the more popular one.
Yeah, I've never heard of them shooting with a silver bullet, but this guy had plans.
Listen, maybe he wasn't a very good witch hunter.
He was going to shoot a poltergeist.
His specialty was werewolves.
I feel like if you shoot anybody, they will probably not make it back then.
But yeah, would it? Okay, I don't know. I have questions for this guy. How are you going to shoot a ghost, man? It's a ghost.
It's going to go through them and hit someone
Maybe
else.
He thought he was going to shoot at Kate. Mm-hmm. Like the real Kate? I don't know. So mysteriously, though, when they got a little closer to the house after this guy said he was the witch hunter, the wagon wheels completely seized up and they wouldn't move. Despite everybody trying their hardest to get them to unlock.
They had to walk. How dare they?
No. Jackson made an apology for his behavior of his soldier, and then things freed up and they could start moving again.
Apologize to the ghost when in doubt.
The group planned to stay several nights, but left after only one. And Jackson is reported to have said, I would rather face the whole British Army than spend another night at the Bell House.
Ooh. Strong words.
It's pretty intense. Yeah. Lucy Bell, John's wife, she never received the same wrath that the others in the family did. In fact, the entity was kind of nice to her. She became really sick. I think they said she had pleurisy, probably from like a pneumonia or something. And during this time, the entity would sing hymns and leave grapes on her bed.
What? It's slapping her children in the face.
And her husband, yeah. So,
but bringing her grapes in bed.
John and Betsy, they had most of the wrath from the entity. The voice.
wait. Grapes of wrath.
Oh, that was a good one.
That's where it came from.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is. It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Perfect. The voice would say over and over it was going to kill him. Which, that's rough. John also experienced twitching in his face and difficulty swallowing for almost a year. By the fall of 1820, his poor health had confined him to the house. The entity continuously removed his shoes when he tried to walk. I don't know why. But the entity also slapped his face when he would recover from his seizures.
They were just trying to get him out of it.
This
entity, you're looking a little postictal. Bam!
Snap out of it, John!
Stop seizing!
On December 20th of 1820, John Bell was found dead in his bed. The family found a vial of strange black liquid with a pungent smell in the cupboard. John Jr., which, trigger warning, plug your ears because this involves a cat. John Jr. sprinkled two drops of this liquid on the cat's tongue. The cat jumped into the air, twirled around, and was dead by the time it hit the floor. Like this. That's what happened.
A very dramatic cat.
Yes, it was dead.
Like, look, I could just lay down and die, but instead I'm going to jump and twirl.
It obviously did not like whatever. I don't know. It was like, this is the worst. And then it died. All right. The entity then exclaimed, "I gave old John a big dose of that last night, which fixed him." John Jr. then tossed the vial into the fireplace and it burst into bright blue flames and shot up the chimney. After John's funeral, when people began to leave the graveyard, they could hear the Bell Witch entity laughing and singing songs about a bottle of brandy. After his death, the entity's presence was almost non-existent. So it was almost like...
It was just after John.
Yeah. This was the first time in U.S. history that a documented death was blamed on a supernatural entity.
Interesting.
Later on, Betsy was engaged to a man named Joshua Gardner. The entity appeared again to Betsy and ordered her not to marry Joshua. So she just bothered Betsy constantly, too.
Oh, poor Betsy. She tried to move on.
She tried, but I mean, she did make a promise she was going to bother him and his family. They both felt that they were constantly tortured by the entity and it became too much to handle, so Betsy eventually just called off the engagement altogether. The entity also appeared to John Bell Jr. and promised to return in 107 years and visit his direct descendant. Just very specific.
That is a specific time frame.
The year would have been 1935, and the descendant would have been Dr. Charles Bailey Bell, who was a neurologist and John Bell Sr.'s great-grandson.
Okay.
So, interesting fact about Dr. Charles Bell. He published a book about the Bell Witch, but it's not real clear if the Bell Witch actually returned or not in 1935, but some say she never left.
Interesting.
And that's the story about the Bell Witch.
Wow.
That is interesting. So did he ever report anything happening to him, the descendant?
No. Yeah. He did not.
Well, he was a neurologist, so I bet that he had some sort of status to uphold at the time.
Yeah, and you know what? It turns out this story is extremely complex. So I was like, I hope I do it some justice because there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
It turns out, like, since all this happened, that if anything crime-related, like somebody dies or is murdered or whatever, then a lot of the times in that area, they're blaming it on the Bell Witch.
So it's still like an urban legend kind of thing.
Yes, definitely. There's been two or three different trials that have happened where they blame the Bell Witch because of it. It is interesting. There's been a lot of like theories as to what happened and all these things have been debunked as far as like, well, maybe this was the reason. Maybe Betsy made the whole thing up. And at one point they found out, or they knew that Lucy was Kate's sister-in-law. Somehow there was a connection there. So maybe they thought Kate and Lucy conspired to kill John. But then they were like, well, what would she gain from that? I mean, like, her husband and three of her children were being attacked constantly. So that's probably not a legit thing. I don't know.
So John's cause of death begs the question.
Yes.
I don't feel like that happens anymore, where it's like a supernatural cause that's actually put on paper.
Right. I don't know that I've ever heard of that other than the other time in, what did I say, in Spain. I think I did a story over there.
With the
possession. No.
Oh.
The Veronica
story. Yeah.
Where they had that one. But not in the U.S. I don't know. Not that you heard of anyways, and you feel like you would probably hear about something like that.
I would think nowadays they would just put cause of death unknown if they thought it was something like that.
And I also think they get really specific, like, you know, cause of death from cardiac arrest, but it could be cardiac arrest because they're so terrified because they're looking at a demon.
Right. Which that would be terrifying.
Demon scared him to death.
So our favorite person, Zach, went there. Did you guys see that episode?
I was going to ask if there was, like, still a building there or a barn there.
Yeah, but I think when they investigated, they went to, like, a cave.
Okay.
The Bewitch Cave, which was on the land.
Interesting.
And I believe that that is where Betsy would go sometimes. So what inspired me to talk about this is I was on another movie. Like, I was just watching a whole bunch of them the other day, and I started watching An American Haunting, which I didn't remember any of it, but it was all based off of that one. And it was from, I want to say, early 2000s, so it's been out for a while. But Sissy Spacek is in it, and she plays Lucy, the mom, and she did a very good job. It was pretty good.
I've seen that one.
It was pretty good. I liked it, and I was like, oh, yeah, Bill Witch. That's a thing.
Here we go. Let's do it.
And then, of course, Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project. I knew
that. We all know I love that one.
That's a classic.
It's
a classic.
I had heard of the Bell Witch. I just didn't know the story behind it.
Yeah. Oh, good. I was afraid everybody already knew it.
No.
I didn't know the details. No, I just know Blair Witch is based off it.
Yeah. Good. Well, good. I'm glad I could entertain you.
I love it when you entertain me.
Oh, my God.
I purposely said it in a creepy way.
You succeeded.
You succeeded at entertaining us. Thank you.
Yay. Good. I'm glad.
All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in this week to our commuter episode. You can always catch us at thetipsyghost.com and find our socials from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghosts@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We greatly appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right, guys, thanks so much. We will see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.